Twice a month, TAG talks about current and critical topics of the food industry. To ensure you don't miss any of them, click subscribe now. In today's talk, we are discussing the importance of a mature food safety culture, not just in your facility, but throughout your supply chain. I'm your host, Lisa Lupo, and I'm here with TAG Executive Senior Director of Food Safety and Supply Chain Risk Management, Liliana Kossel-Wardle, to explain why and how. Hello, Liliana.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always fun to talk with you on these. So, Liliana, why is it important for food businesses to ensure that their suppliers have a food safety culture?
Well, the food safety culture is, like we've said on another tech talks, on webinars, is a tool to build the behaviors that drive the good programs to be consistent, to be adaptable, and to meet the expectation that you have to deliver good product every day at all times for the safety of the consumers, okay? I always say that we have to always look at food as a necessity and an indulgence. And the indulgence is eating that food that you know is safe and you can eat it as many times as you want on the same day, several days a week throughout the year. It's not going to impact your health or the health of your family. We also have to think about who are the at-risk users, and the at-risk users are children, of course, infants who don't eat everything that we have on the market, and elderly people or immunocompromised people. And they are part of the spectrum that is going to buy food and expects the same indulgence, okay? So with that in mind, when you build programs for your facility, you have to think, what are your suppliers doing? And thinking of that component, usually the supply chain, every company manages their supply chain in different ways, but they don't have the same resources that they have to guarantee food safety in their facility. They don't have people at the plants. They don't have people reviewing all the programs. Sometimes they are supported through the GFSI audits, which are done by third-party companies. So the supply chain is a little bit more of a distant, darker scenario where you know less about your suppliers. The expectation that FDA has is that you have the responsibility to work with your suppliers to make sure that any ready-to-eat ingredient that you bring to your plant is treated in the way that your programs are designed to comply with, so that you guarantee a safe product. So why a food safety culture? Because a food safety culture is a tool that you use to guarantee that you build behaviors, that you empower the workforce, that you build accountability, and that the people that are doing the work on the lines or that are doing the work on the retail stores and are preparing those sandwiches and brewing the coffees are doing it in a clean and sanitary way, in a safe way. So how do you build those behaviors? You cannot impose cultures, but you try to look at shared values. What are the values that your company has that are values that the other company has, and look at integration factors. How can you integrate your suppliers to your values that drive your behaviors and their values that drive their behaviors? And at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to change the journey and the model that your suppliers have for food safety culture. If they don't have it, you can help them build it. But don't forget that they have to integrate it to their own culture. So what you have to build is what your expectations are. How can you support them? What kind of programs can you share? What kind of communications tools can you build with them? Be a partner, be a preferred partner for them. Respect their values and their business model, but at the same time, share your good practices and invite them to share them themselves and have the workforce participate in those shared values so that they become part of the solution and not part of the problem. Does this answer it to you?
Yeah, that's great for kind of how it all works out. But given all that, how can I, as a food business, determine what the maturity is of my supplier's food safety culture. And it, you know, and if it does need improvement, you, I know you talked about sharing your values, but you know, what other ways can I help them kind of improve to ensure my products are as good as I want them to be?
And that is a great question, because there is the perceived factor that some companies perceive that they have a mature food safety culture. So sometimes it is very helpful to have external assessments on food safety culture, self-assessment of surveys, external assessments that come and look at you with a third set of eyes. GFSI has also incorporated modules on food safety culture to look at what programs are set on those facilities to manage food safety culture. And when you work with your suppliers and identify those and understand the strength of their culture and their maturity and what which are the areas that they need help with, let's say they're very strong in the deliverables of the food safety systems that they're planned, but they're not good in communicating with their workforce. So some people on the workforce don't know exactly what their role is and what why are they doing it. You can help them by sharing tools, by providing different models of trainings to build success together. Definitely maturity assessments are more and more something that, that companies look for, and TAG has a very good maturity food safety culture maturity assessment. And it is advisable that you look for people that can help you with those or build your own to make sure that you can take the temperature of your culture. And always remember that an assessment still is a picture of a moment. You do an assessment, you talk to the workforce, you look at behaviors. It's always a picture of a moment. I have also seen FDA in inspections looking at behaviors, watching somebody clean a line and not saying a word, okay? And they just watch how the person cleans the line and the process that they do and the visual inspection, because they're assessing if the process that they have is effective and if the person sees and are doing what they say they're going to do. So, okay. And that's another assessment of the culture. Just watch what people are doing at a certain moment and provide the feedback for improvement. I feel that communication is key to build culture with your suppliers. The more you communicate successes and areas of opportunity, the more you build in a relationship, the more you improve communication, and the better the programs are going to deliver.
Okay. You also mentioned that TAG does have an assessment tool. So how can this be used to help me analyze my supplier's food safety culture?
Well, TAG being a third-party consultant, can go to companies where they can put the set of eyes as outsiders. They have either not been there in a long time or they have been there have never been there. So their set of eyes is completely new. We all have to understand the standards to deliver safe food. If it's cleaning and sanitation, the area needs to be clean, needs to be inspected, needs to be. It would be a nice practice to have verification of cleanliness, especially if you're handling allergens. So looking at how people handle those and then asking them questions and working with them to understand why they're doing it. If they understand the why and what is their role, it gives you visibility on really the maturity of the culture. The focus on training, usually immature companies that are focused on training alone, the people understands how they have to do it, when they have to do it, but understanding why and what is my role is education, is building the structure of environment so that people understand that their role matters and what they do matters today, tomorrow, and the next day.
So thank you so much for all your information and recommendations and expertise in this area, Liliana. And want to let the audience know that they can go to AtchisonGroup.com and click on the food safety culture page, and you can get more information about what TAG can do to assist. And thank you again to all the viewers for joining TAG Talks on current and impactful industry trends and events. Don't forget to click subscribe for more.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Liliana.
Bye.